Ray Huxley is with us to look at this 8 races on synthetic today. How are you, Ray?
Very well, Navia.
Let's have a look at this program. What did you think of it?
Very good, but quite a few very short price favourites. You're going to have to, if you're having a bet today, you're going to have to dig deep.
So one of those is in the first. Look, race one is a 1,000-metre maiden. Take out run the 4. We've got number 2, Mr. Phenomenal, at 9. $1.22 for Ab Soroka, and Indian Rani's a first starter at $5.
Yeah, you can't be taking the $1.22, not in the first race, because, you know, if you go on, you're going to spend the rest of the weekend trying to catch up. But it does look a put-in-and-take-out job. It ran in a barrier trial on the 16th of July and looked very, very good running second in that barrier trial at Wodonga. His form last time in, or her form rather, when she, on debut, she ran fourth at Flemington down the straight to her stablemate, only beaten a length and a quarter. It was a really good run. And it also ran well at Moonee Valley back in March before it went out for a spell. From barrier one, it'll bound straight to the front and probably win by 3 or 4 lengths. But $1.22, no, leave me out. I'm going 7 from 8, 2 and 1.
7, 8, 2, 1. We go to the second. This is a maiden over the 1,200. Take out 2, 3 and also the 9. Number 1, Gaius Gracius at $4.20. $6, Divine Slickness. Keep to the Rivers the favourite at $2.50. $3.60, Corrupt Girl and Lisa's Rainbow at 9.
Yeah, it's not much of a race this. I'm going with the favourite, Keep to the River, who ran last here last time. I thought he, I thought she resented being held in behind. She wanted to get up on the bit. The previous run in a small field here, it had led them up and fought on very well to run second. If it repeats that, if it jumps in front and rolls along, it's going to be very hard to catch, but it's there's not much in the way of opposition. Corrupt Girl, its form was okay, three placings before failing here last start. Missed the start on that occasion and never really came into the race. Has got ability, and the first starters, well, they don't have to be much good to win this race. What's the betting there with 1 and 5? I go 6, 7, 1, 5.
6 from 7, 1 and 5. To the third, this is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,200. We've got number 4, Amasha here at $8.50, down to Perudis, who is the $2 favourite. Quaffany at $4.40, and all the others are at double figures.
Yeah, I know the favourite's going to be hard to beat if it ran if it runs like it did last time when it bounced to the front and fought on very gamely, but I got a query here on number 6, Quaffany, from the Tony McAvoy stable. Had 2 trials around November, January. It failed its first trial at Gawler, had a bit of a break, and then Tony brought it over here for a trial at Geelong, ran second in the trial behind High Ratio. They finished about 8 or 10 lengths in front of the rest of the field. I thought this bloke trialled very well. And I think the fact that Tony McAvoy's brought him over here, he's not trying to win a maiden in Adelaide. He's quite prepared to bring him over here for the better money. And so he must have a little bit of an opinion of this 3-year-old by Zoffany. So I've put the 6 on top ahead of the favourite number 5, Paradise, who his trial form had been pretty moderate before his debut run. He was a $13 chance, jumped to the front and gave a great sight. If he jumps to the front again, he's going to be very hard to beat. Number 4, Mesha here. He went round on the trial at Wodonga the other day and ran fourth, but he looked all right to me, and I give him a chance in the race as well. And his stablemate, Fighting Fury, is resuming from a spell. Didn't do much in his first 3 runs. 6, 5, 4 and 1.
6 from 5, 4, 1. We go to race 4. Here you can take out the 8. We've got the 10 Gaelic Dream at $3.50. Last Vein is at $3.30. A couple who are also in the market are the 5 Lady McPhee at $3.60 and the 6 Local Mistress at $5.
This is a really good maiden. This is by far the strongest maiden, and I like number 5 Lady McPhee, who has only had the 4 starts. Does have good ability, this mare. She'll be better when she gets over more ground. She should have won at Cranbourne, her first start in the race, when she ran fourth and missed the start and then in the home straight just kept running into the backsides of horses in front of her, and if she'd got a clear run, she would have won, and she ran fourth. Then failed at Sandown before a good second at Bendigo when she had a bit of a break again, and then last start just didn't handle the heavy track at Swan Hill. That was back in June. Now, she has changed stables since then, formerly trained by Michelle Payne, now has gone to the Darren Weir stable. Got barrier one, she will get back, but if she gets a clear run at them, she'll be very, very hard to beat. She's got good ability. Number six, Local Mistress, excellent first up run here when it ran second. It really hit the line well. Then we go to number 10, Gaelic Dream, who has had very good backing for this race at her debut. Nicely bred filly who was okay in a recent jump out at Flemington. And at number 11, Last Lane, was a nice first up run. Very strong maiden, this. I go 5, 6, 10, and 11.
So 5 from 6, 10, and 11. We go to race 5, the Class 1, 1100. Take out the 7. Number 1, Tycoon Dancer at $4.80. Odds on number 2, All Too Sublime, $1.60. The Launcher at 5, and River Lee is at 7.
Gee, was impressive. All Too Sublime winning here last start. He bounced straight to the front. He came around the home turn about a half length in front and then said, OK, away we go. He just moved into another gear and raced away and won by 5 lengths. Ran good time, very good time. He stands out for me as a really good thing of the day to be Typhoon Dancer, resuming from a spell, usually runs well fresh, and then 3 and 6, 2 from 1, 3 and 6.
So we go 2 from 1, 3 and 6. We then go over to race 6, over 1,000, and he can take out the 7. Number 1, Makahu Boy at 2.40, 9.50 for Circus Dancer. Fika Gales at 2.25, and Miss and Die is a $6 chance.
Yeah, probably a two-horse race. I like the top one, Makahu Boy, who is a winner. He did carry 62 kilos to win at Wangaratta back in April, so he's a proven weight carrier, this 8-year-old. He's got a very good overall record, being very lightly raced, only 9 starts for an 8-year-old. He's won 3 races. He ran second at Wagga, his last racetrack appearance, on race day, ran second at Wagga, tried to lead all the way and was only nabbed in the last couple of strides. Went out for a spell. He's come back. He's won 2 trials. He won at Wodonga and he won at Albury. And he's got the good barrier here to lead. 2 kilo claim for Lewis German, who I think is in for a big day today. I think he'll probably lead from Fika Girl, who's also got a lot of speed. Led first up, got tired, fitter now. They'll settle 1-2. I think they'll finish up running 1-2. I go 1 from 4 and then out to 5 and 2. 1, 4, 5 and 2.
1, 4, 5, 2. Now the 7th is a 58 over the 1200. We've got Boo Radley, who's odds on, at $1.70. Hysterics is at $4.20.
Yeah, Boo Radley, I thought he was a good thing last time and he bumped into a horse called A Good Yarn, who is just so good at Geelong on the synthetic. A Good Yarn gave him a real spanking. He went to the front and beat him by 5.5 lengths, but he fought on well to run second. Good Yarn then came out again last Friday and won again by about 8 lengths. He's a very good horse, A Good Yarn. So running second to him in a 64 grade and now dropping to a 58, he's entitled to be a short, a bit too short, I think, at the odds-on quote, but very, very hard to tip against him. I go 1, 9, 5 and 4.
1 from 9, 5, 4, and then we go to race 8 over 1,300. We've got number 1, Lord Smedley at 4, 9 for voiceover. Desidero at 3.10. Guangzhou is at $3.90.
I think Desidero can win again here. He sat outside the leader and was very strong in the home straight to win last start from barrier 1. I think he'll probably lead them up here and be very, very hard to run down. Number 4, Guangzhou, resuming from a spell. Pretty handy galloper. We'll get back and we'll be running on late. Next best, 1 and 6. 3 from 4, 1 and 6.
3, 4, 1, 6. And what about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
I think the good thing is All Too Sublime. I know he's very short, $1.60, but I really think he's a good thing. And I've made him the best. I think the value bet could be in race 3, number 6, Aquafony. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, number 2 only, second leg, 1 and 4, third leg, 1 and 9, and the last leg, 1, 3 and 4.
Okay, Ryan, good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
There's Ray Huxley with his preview.